We need every scripture for conviction, correction, and instruction. But the scriptures that present the things concerning himself must have a special charm for the Christian. It is this that makes Psalm 16 so attractive, for it sets forth the moral perfections of Christ, the perfect man, as he trod the path of life through this world of sin and death. How good, then, to look away from self and the very best of our fellow men to contemplate this perfect man in all his excellence. To sit down, as it were, under his shadow with great delight and find his fruit sweet to our taste. It is reported of one who listened to the ministry of the saintly Rutherford that he said, "He showed me the loveliness of Christ." In his psalm, we may surely say that David, led by the Spirit, unrolls before us the loveliness of Christ. We know that Christ is a divine person, the eternal Son, and as such was the perfect manifestation of God to man. But we also know that he was a true man, the Son of man, and as such was the perfect expression of man before God. It is in this latter aspect that Christ is presented in this beautiful psalm. We can learn what God is only in Christ, and we can learn what man is in perfection only as set forth in Christ. In him, we see the beautiful qualities, the gracious experiences, the joy and the gladness that marked the life of the perfect man before God, together with the fullness of joy to which this life leads. Thus, Christ becomes the only standard of excellence, the perfect model for the believer. Moreover, in being occupied with Christ, there is a transforming power. Feeding upon Christ as the bread of God, which cometh down from heaven, to trace his path through this world in all its loveliness, will, in a special way, draw out our affections to himself. When here, the Father opened the heavens to express his delight in Christ, and he gives us to delight in the same object in which he delights. Delighting our souls in him, we shall be changed into his likeness. Here then, we have portrayed in all its blessedness the inner life of a perfect man, lived before God by one who trod this path of life in perfection and who has reached the end of the path, the right hand of God. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. Verse 1. This perfect life is a life of dependence and confidence. Dependence upon the power of God and confidence in the love of God. The Lord Jesus did not trust himself or look to others, either men or angels, to be preserved from all the opposition and dangers he had to meet. Nor did he depend upon himself with entire dependence to God, saying, "Preserve me, O God." And he did so with entire confidence, for he said, "In thee do I put my trust." He was entirely dependent upon God's hand of power, because he had entire confidence in God's heart of love. With unbounded confidence in boundless love, he looked to God to preserve him. He was neither ignorant of nor indifferent to his enemies. He could say, "They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty." Psalm 69, verse 4. He knew their number, he knew their strength, he knew their treachery, but he knew that God was above all his enemies and that no one was above God, and in perfect confidence he looks alone to God,